This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's play some Take-A-Mania. Love this game. Going to throw it here to you, Seth, to set these up, man. And yes. I am going, and I enjoy judging other people's takes as somebody who has now over the years become a take artist himself, so to speak. I am all the way here for this, so let's get it going. So Take-A-Mania right here on Payne and Pendergast.
These are some of the worst takes we've heard in the last week from around our this great country of ours. The current champion is Andrew Perloff, and this was his opinion on Steph Curry's hamstring injury not being that big of a deal.
You guys don't think that Curry has any chance to come back from this? I mean, we've all had little hamstring pulls. They're
tough. Amount that he runs and how he has to move throughout a game, I don't
What are you talking about? He goes from the top of the three-point line on one side to the top of the three-point line on the other.
Constantly moving.
That cannot be further from
moving on offense is easy. Moving on, I mean, they'll hide him on defense. All he has to do is hit a bunch of threes.
Ask Reggie Miller and Klay Thompson, guys who do that stuff, the kind of, and Ray Allen, the kind of conditioning they do. It's grueling. It's like, that is very hard. It's terribly hard on the defenders to cover those guys because they're in better shape than them.
As a former big man in high school, I'll tell you right now, the guards don't do crap. They're running 40 yards.
Give me a break.
And Steph, running on offense doesn't count. It doesn't count. Anybody can run around and get a shot.
He was like the most well-conditioned guy in the NBA because of all the stuff he did off the ball. Like,
holy cannoli.
This could not be more wrong.
Well, regardless, though, I mean, I think that he can be effective in a different way.
Regardless if I'm wrong.
Like, he's a hamstring injury. If it's John Morant and he has an injury, as we saw, that's bad. But Steph can be effective a little bit, right? Like, you still have to watch out for Steph. I don't care if he has one functional leg.
Yeah, he just kept digging deeper and deeper and deeper.
This is so bad.
It's so bad, and we're going to have to get – Sean and I decided last week we're going to have a time limit on how long you can be the current title holder, and then he'll be entered in the tournament at the end of the year. This might be the last week. We might have to rotate him out after this week to clear some way, although we do have a couple strong contenders this week.
Oh, man. But he has earned his place, though, because as they are tearing down his take, as they are tearing down his argument – he just continues to double down with, you know, regardless. Like when somebody just eviscerates a thing that you said. No, it's not regardless if we have shut down the premise of which what we're talking about.
I blame then it's not social regardless.
Media. We have to start over now. It's not regardless. Let's start over.
I blame social media because this is what you see all the time. Like some politician will say something that has like four factually incorrect things in it. And somebody will point out, hey, these four things were factually incorrect. The next reply is almost always, regardless, the basic gist of what he was saying was true. Like, all right, fine.
Yeah. Never mind the false premise in which this is built off of. Let's just keep going. I do want to say this reminds me of Boomer Esiason coined a term that I heard. I heard him on one of our Odyssey stations a couple years ago, and he coined a term that I think is perfect for this, and I think you can appreciate this as a former player, Seth. He called it NARPian. He says, these are NARPian takes. He's made an acronym. He's calling us, and I'll put myself in this category. He's calling us NARPs. N-A-R-P. It stands for non-athletic regular people. A take that a non-athletic regular person might have is like, well, what is all that running around that Steph does anyway? Is it really all that hard? All he's got to do is just run to the free throw line and shoot the ball.
I object to him doing that. I always try to be really careful to say, well, you don't know because you didn't play the game. Because like your job is to explain what it's like to play the game.
Yeah.
So yes, whenever an ex-athlete complains about like, oh, you don't understand because you didn't play the game. Like, all right, you're abdicating your responsibility. The only reason I have a job is because I played football. So like, let me try to explain what it is like to play the game, and that's where our differences might lie.
Yeah, but he's doing that all in good fun on Boomer Esiason's part.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Andrew Perloff, this is definitely the take of somebody that ain't did no running around.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not even just you didn't play. This isn't a you didn't play professional ball take. This is a maybe you don't exercise. Maybe you don't even. Maybe also, you don't even play pickup ball.
No, that's a really good point. It was a window into probably the frustration his high school head coach had with him. It was like, yeah, there was a reason you weren't a guard, you lazy SOB, because you just wanted to stand around and all right. So, I tried to seed these. I don't think this one's going to knock off Andrew Perloff, but this is Peter King telling a story about one of Jerry Jones's worst takes ever.
Stephen Jones gets on the phone, calls 19 different teams trying to move up to get Paxton Lynch later in the first round. And so Jerry is pacing. He's going back and forth. Come on, we got to do it. And he wanted to sweeten the pot. And everybody else in the room is thinking, geez, Jerry's not that good. The next day, Jerry says to me, you know, I've overpaid for everything that's great in my life. And we should have overpaid and moved up and gotten Paxton Lynch. He was angry, really angry. And so just goes to show you, sometimes the best deals are the ones you don't make.
Yeah, that was a bad take by Jerry Jones at the time. Mostly yes. I just wanted to play that to torment Cowboys fans. You got to remember, this is going on every single draft. Whether it's Johnny Manziel or anybody else, the people who know football in the room are arguing with their boss, or I'm guessing pretending to make phone calls. I'm guessing there was a little bit of, with Jerry Jones, what percentage of phone calls made in the war room are actually fake phone calls?
Ooh.
Of Steven claiming he's on the line with somebody saying, yeah, dad, boy, oh, we're close, dad. Wait a second. Oh, they turned us down, dad. I offered him 4 first round picks and they turned us down.
I mean, he's running the show there. I know his kids are kind of helping or have been helping for quite some time now, but I figure over the years now, the number on that has got to be limitless at this point. I'm going to tell you my favorite part about that, what we just played. And we'll play it again just for a second here. When Peter King says Paxton Lynch with such disgust, that made this for me. This part made this take for me.
Stephen Jones gets on the phone, calls 19 different teams trying to move up to get Paxton Lynch.
Paxton Lynch, like the how offended Peter King is by the notion is just great to me.
I think, in fairness to Paxton Lynch and Jerry Jones, he did go in the first round.
He did.
It's, you know, to John Elway, whatever you want to say, John Elway, he's been an architect of a Super Bowl team more recently than Jerry Jones.
He lasted on that team for 2 seasons.
Yeah.
the first round quarterback.
So, Ben. Seasons. Ben, no, this will not beat Perloff. All right, so this next one, Jay Williams was on with Stephen A. Smith. And Jay Williams was making some really good points about, I think he was making some good points about, you know, players these days, young basketball players, not wanting to be coached hard because it's all about, you know, NIL and all of this other stuff, that it's hard to coach guys. They're having a discussion about why there have been so few American-born MVPs and that, you know, like part of it is that maybe they just feel like guys don't get coached as well. I felt like he took it a step too far at the very end here.
I got to ask you this real quick just because I know you focus on this and people aren't going to like it, but I really don't care. So how much of this do you think is cancel culture and the political aspects of where we were compared to where we're going? Can we get back to a little bit more, this is what it takes, or be a little bit more in your face direct instead of I'm worried about how I, because I hear a lot of coaches talk about they don't feel like they can coach young kids anymore because anything that they right. say could get used against them or get twisted if caught the wrong way.
I guess that's the part of me that the issue I have with that is that a lot of the cancel culture when it comes to sports has been like really nasty stuff that coaches have done. I get this image of all these coaches are out there like, I just want to clock the kid every now and then.
I just want to lock him in a room.
Why can I not grab one of my female players by the ponytail? Yeah. Well, everybody's gotten too sensitive. So I feel like taking it to cancel culture was a little too far.
That chair is just sitting there. Why I can't throw it at him? You know,
like most coaches aren't getting fired because they benched a kid or something. Now, if they do get fired because of that, I think a lot of it goes back to the old school dynamics that have been around forever where like, oh, you bench the athletic director's kid. Yeah, you're going to lose your job or whatever. It's not fair or right, but I don't think it's quite cancel culture. But he does not beat Andrew Perloff.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It is pretty bad. But like, again, I don't think cancel culture equates to you can't coach players hard. You can't coach players. Like, it just equates to abuse is no longer accepted or turned a blind eye to. That can cost you your job. It can cost you public humiliation. That's what the implication of cancel culture is. Like, it's just much more humiliating to be a jerk, to be an a-hole. But it is not necessarily cancel culture that's going to keep you from coaching players hard. That's kind of ridiculous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Nick Wright. Now, this one was done kind of tongue-in-cheek, but let's analyze it like it's 100% serious. So, yeah, Nick Wright is tired of NBA players demanding reviews on calls, and you do the little finger circle in the air to show that let's rewind it. He's tired of seeing players do that all the time. So this is Nick's idea for how you remedy that.
New rule for the NBA next season.
Take of the year.
Thank you, Wild.
Take of the year.
This is binding.
Yes.
This is binding. And guess what? It'll be fixed within a week. The moment any player on the court does this, all right, challenge accepted. And by the way, if you're out of challenges, it's just like when you're out of timeouts and you call one, that's a Chris Webber. That's a technical foul. Guys, you're right. You can call timeout. You can call for a challenge. You wave your finger around in the air. The refs say challenge.
There was
yes.
a stretch where it was.
There was
maddening.
A stretch.
I'm tired of it myself.
Thank you.
I don't think you need to go
that's
that.
Good, why not? All right, let's pretend that was a serious take.
Drastic 100%. Times call for drastic measures, man.
I actually think it's a good take. I would. There's some gestures that have been banned for sexual reasons. Violent, you know, you can't do the gun or anything like that. That makes sense, but there's far more gestures that I would have banned just because they annoy me. I've grown tired of the first down after anything other than a spectacular first down. When a player gets up and does both fingers, the Texans do it with a lot of flair and I appreciate it, but I'm just kind of tired of it.
Yeah.
The eating, the two spoons eating, I hate that motion. I cannot stand it.
Now you're just against celebrate. Like, so this that Nick is railing against is, it's like distracting and shows up both the refs and the coaches, I think. But you're now anti-celebration?
Not anti-celebration, anti-imitation celebration.
Okay,
I think you should only be, same way with like the barbed wire tattoo around the arm. I think the first person that ever got that tattoo, it was badass. But then when 50% of 1999 frat boys had it, it lost a little bit of its edge, you know?
That's fair.
So at some point, like the first, if you can be first in, last out, but nothing in between.
Yes,
so
fair enough.
Nick, but all being said, it was tongue-in-cheek, so Nick Wright does not.
But you know what? It was tongue-in-cheek, but Richard Jefferson actually repeated it on the ESPN broadcast. Like, he brought it to...
Like in a more serious tone?
Yeah, he brought it to the mainstream and said he agreed with it 100% because obviously, of course, it happened again since Nick Wright said it. So, yeah, I don't think that there's actual legs behind this, but there are people, not just you, not just Nick Wright, not just myself, enough of us are annoyed with the twirling of the finger for somebody to review a play.
Okay, so Nick Wright does not. There we go. Two strong contenders here. Let's roll with Kendrick Perkins saying that Anthony Edwards cannot be the face of the league for one very specific reason.
It's the bigger picture, right? You got to check the boxes when you're the face of the league. Yes, we know you got to have your signature shoe. You're going to be in commercials. You're going to have the highlights. You got to have the game. But you know what else you got to have? You got to be a role model, right? And things outside the lines matter. Now, if you go down the list of all the faces of the league in the history of the game, you look at Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Shaq, LeBron, Steph, what did they all have in common? While they was playing in the league, They all were family men. They all were married with kids. And if you think that don't play a role as far as the role model, this is facts. This is not something that I'm making. Hold on. But sure. This is not something that I'm making up. Now, what happened to them after they retired? That's their business. But while they are playing or was playing, they were family men. Married with kids.
As soon as he said Kobe, I was waiting for him to say Tiger as the face of the PGA. Yeah. Because on the virtue of them being such strong family men. Or Larry Bird, who wasn't married for the first 10 years of his NBA career and also had a tumultuous personal life. Like, almost every single one of those guys were, yes, on the surface level, they checked off the box of having a wife at some point and having kids. But it wasn't like they were the prime example of, yeah, this is how you should conduct your personal life.
Yeah, when I got married, the first thing that I said was, I want to be like Mike. I want to be like Michael Jordan. Where I'm a philanderer and I gamble more than I probably spend time with my wife. Like, I want to be the Michael Jordan of husbands. That's exactly. This is awful. This is so, so bad. And there's a lot of side commentary that could be had about Ant Edwards and some of his personal life.
Right.
But this is too much.
That whole list that he pointed out was basically, no, the criterion is, are you an extraordinarily great player? That's all it is.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with whether they were not married, whether they acted like they were married or anything else like that. Oh.
That was rough. And Kobe, by the way, I mean, rest in peace, but infamously married with kids.
He was the face of one of the faces of the league.
Yeah,
at least. Yeah.
Infamously married, and you know we know how 2003, whatever year it was in Colorado, how that panned out. That was rough.
Yeah.
Rough to hear.
I'm having a hard time with this one. I can't for one more week. I can't knock off Perloff. I can't do it. So Perloff remains the champion after a strong contention by Kendrick Perkins. We're going to keep him eligible for the end of the year tournament. He might have to play in a qualifying round, but that's a pretty bad take.
Yeah, so. a pretty bad take. A segment full of bad takes, and that is Take-A-Mania. But coming up next, I feel like I've got a pretty good take, and that is that Jose Altuve's move from second base to left field, so far, it's been a resounding success. I'll explain that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.